Dozens of Russian military instructors have arrived in Niger as part of a new agreement with the country's junta, which has cut links with the West. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. State television in Niger recently aired footage showcasing the arrival of Russian military trainers, accompanied by a cargo plane laden with military equipment aimed at bolstering the country's air defense capabilities amidst strained relations with the U.S. The broadcast revealed the arrival of two Russian trainers, donned in military attire and face coverings, who disembarked from the aircraft on Wednesday night. The military supplies transported by the plane are intended to support Niger in enhancing its air defense systems. During Thursday's broadcast, one of the Russian trainers articulated in French, "We are here to train the Nigerian army to use the military equipment that is here. We are here to develop military cooperation between Russia and Niger." Historically, Niger held significance as a key partner and ally for the United States in a region marked by attempted coups. The establishment of a U.S. airbase in Niger played a pivotal role in the country's counterinsurgency efforts across the Sahel region. However, tensions escalated following a coup last summer, in which some of the U.S. trained elite forces participated. Last month, relations between Niger and the U.S. further deteriorated when the junta declared on state television that flights from the American airbase were unlawful, subsequently denouncing the U.S. military presence in the country. The junta criticized the U.S. for exerting pressure to choose between partners and cautioned against collaboration with Russia and Iran. Despite the strained ties, Niamey has not yet mandated the withdrawal of American troops, as per U.S. officials. According to the broadcast, the deployment of Russian trainers ensued after a discussion between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Niger's military leadership in March. The broadcast emphasized Niger's military leaders' pursuit of diversifying partnerships and asserting greater sovereignty. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.